The following show is provided as an educational service of the Medium Certification Program of the Forever Family Foundation. People are encouraged to realize that mediumship is not a precise two-way communication, nor can mediums command any particular spirit to come through at any given time. The Foundation does not endorse any individual medium. The purpose of the certification program is to determine, under controlled conditions, whether mediums can exhibit strong evidence of spirit communication without use of deception or fraud.
Welcome to Signs of Life, Exploring Survival of Consciousness, brought to you by Forever Family Foundation, on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I call your name, the echo is haunting, the echo is always the same. I call your name, the echo is haunting, an echo can never be changed, so I call your name.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Mediums and Messages on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Doreen Malloy, and I'm your host for this evening. And we've got another great show for you tonight. We're always happy to be able to bring through messages from your loved ones in spirit. And we like taking your questions as well. So give us a call here on the show at 1-888-627-6008. And if possible, try to use a landline phone for the best possible reception. Our sponsor tonight is Hugs from Heaven, turning loved ones' clothing into loving memories. And you can visit them on the web at hugsfromheaven.com. And we spell that H-U-G-Z. Our guest medium on the show tonight is Dr. Neil Zepkowski, and he'll be joining us in just a moment. First, we have a couple of quick updates. Our next 90-minute webinar is coming up next week, on Wednesday, May 22nd at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And this one will be given by John Kruth, and it's about the history of the Rhine. And through the exploration of mediumship, you'll learn about the first structured academic laboratory designed to test psychic abilities. And our summer grief retreat has been scheduled for the weekend of July 26th through the 28th. We'll be back at the wonderful guest house in Chester, Connecticut, and you'll get to meet certified mediums Siri Burnson, Rebecca Ann LeCicero, and Joseph Scheel, as well as our featured facilitator, Mo Therese Hanna, PhD. It's a very, very healing weekend, and we do hope that you'll be able to join us. For more information about all of our upcoming events, please go to the website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Okay, so let's get to our show for this evening. As you know, this is Mediums and Messages. We always love bringing those messages through for you. We'll be opening up our phone lines in just a few minutes. And on that note, let me introduce our guest for this evening. Our guest medium tonight is Dr. Neil Zepkowski. And not only is he one of the certified mediums with the Forever Family Foundation, but he's also a medical doctor and an ordained spiritualist minister. Neil's first experience with mediumship was at Lilydale, New York. And for those of you who may not be familiar with Lilydale, this is a spiritualist community in upstate New York, and it's one of several in the United States. And that visit is what set Neil on the path of learning how to communicate with spirit. Today, Neil is in private practice as a family doctor. He's also a very big part of that elite group of mediums at the Lilydale community. And we're always happy to have him back on the show with us. Hi, Neil. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Doreen. Thank you for having me on.
I love having you on. We have so much fun when we do this show, and you always bring through some great spirit information for everyone. So it's always great to have you back.
Thank you.
And, you know, I know that we've talked about, you have some great stories about spirit to share with our listeners. And you kind of, you're in that community, or as I like to say, you're in that soup, you know, all the time.
Yeah.
And I wanted to ask you about something that happened recently. So let me set the stage here a little bit. So Neil shared with me that just this past weekend, he had a Lakota medicine man doing ceremonies at his home. And I think you mentioned, Neil, a group of about 14 people there.
There were 14 on Sunday night. He did three what are called UEPI ceremonies, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, but Sunday was the last of three.
Okay. And Neil mentioned that something kind of amazing actually happened. So, Neil, why don't you tell us that story? I found this so fascinating.
Oh, yeah. Well, a UEPI ceremony, unlike a sweat lodge, which happens outside in a sweat lodge, the UEPI ceremony happens in my home. And it's a darkened room, like a lot of seances are totally in the dark. This was a darkened room. And they, a UEPI means they tie him up. So they take the medicine man and they put a special blanket called a star quilt over him and tie him up as if it's in a shroud because it represents that he's dying for the people. So they tied him up, ropes around him, shroud around him. They laid him on the altar buffalo robe area. That night he asked if I wanted to keep him company, so they tied me up. I was laying next to him. So in the middle of the ceremony, he had two drummers. They were drumming loudly. And you could hear the drumming, and of course the spirits do come in physically. You can feel the spirits' hands touch you. You can hear them talk to you. But all of a sudden, I heard rapping on the outside of the seance room, of the ceremony room. And I thought, that's odd. I've heard spirit raps, but when I rolled over on the buffalo robe, the medicine man wasn't there. I thought, where could he be? Well, it was him rapping on the outside. The spirits had transported him from a locked room out into my kitchen, and he was there knocking to get back in. And then he got back in, and the spirits basically tied him back up in his blanket. But basically, they removed him from the room and left his t-shirt and blanket behind. Thank God they left his pants on. So he came back and he finished the ceremony. He had a feeling that they were going to do something like that. So he was a little nervous beginning the ceremony, but you know, they got him out there and kept his pants on, and he came back in one piece and finished the ceremony. That was one of the most amazing demonstrations of material teletransport. Yeah. I have never seen that in my life, and I witnessed it.
So now just explain for us so that we have a better understanding of that. So where were the other people? Were they in the same room with you?
Yeah, there were 14 people. We all were in the ceremony. We sit on the floor in a circle. A couple people with bad knees were sitting on chairs, and we're basically in a circle around the center of the room where the medicine man was placed, and I happened to be next to him in the blanket laying down. And so, you know, everybody was in the room. There was two drummers that were drumming and singing. Those who know the ceremonial songs were also joining in. And nobody could see that he was missing, but people started to hear the knockings, and spirit can knock on things too. So they were puzzling why it was so loud.
Right.
And I thought, God, that doesn't sound quite like spirit knocking. So I rolled over on I was wrapped in the blanket, so I was laying down. So I just rolled over because I could feel him next to me. But when I rolled over, there was nothing there. And
oh
I thought,
goodness.
My golly, he disappeared. So I yelled out to the drummers and the people sitting in the circle. I said, Warfield is gone. And that's when everybody realized it was him knocking on the door to get back in.
Oh, my gosh. You know, Neil, the only thing this makes me think is that saying that truth really is stranger than fiction.
I mean,
that
it's
things
totally
like this,
unbelievable.
You know, can happen. They do happen. So, yeah, pretty fascinating. So tell us what else you have coming up at Lilydale, because you're pretty active up there. You have a lot of events and stuff, right?
Oh, yes. Yes. Lilydale has a whole summer program going on from June 21st through Labor Day. And actually, there's preseason workshops that go on before that. And you can find Lilydale Assembly. It's all one word, Lilydale Assembly.org. And our whole workshop program is posted there. Interesting speakers and teachers. Mm-hmm. Every day there are three outdoor message service. Like here we have a message service going on tonight with this mediums and messages. And three times a day there are mediums and messages for the public in Lilydale with about probably during an hour, like each medium will take a turn and give up. Maybe we have 10 or 12 mediums during the hour, each one giving up little mini readings so you can see how they all operate. Each one is different, as you have found out in your show.
Sure, of course.
Yeah.
And people actually can come up also and just take workshops up there, or do they have to sign up ahead of time for stuff like that?
If you want a workshop, I'll tell you, there's a discount online until May 31st, and then the workshops increase in price. So if you're interested in a workshop, check out online at lilydaleassembly.org, and you'll get a discounted price until May 31st. So
that sounds fabulous. Yeah, so maybe some of our listeners might be interested in that. And this is a, just, you know, so everyone knows, this is a community of spiritual mediums, and this is all they do. And it's wonderful. It really sounds like a wonderful community. I think every time you and I talk on the phone, I always say to you, I have to get up there one of these days.
Yes, yes, come on up. Yeah, there's a gate entrance fee, but the entrance fee, which is only $15, it covers the three outdoor message services. You can go and get a healing, a laying on of hands, spiritual healing, in addition to the workshops. And there's a lot of other things happening that are fun in Lilydale.
That's wonderful.
And just the vibrations alone, you can feel it. As soon as you walk on the ground,
you can.
It feels different. Yeah,
absolutely. You can always feel that when there's a sense of a spirit presence. Well, for us anyway, we can always feel it. But I think most people can.
Most people, it's not hard to feel in Lilydale.
No, it's not. All righty. Well, this is all very fascinating. Thanks for sharing a little bit of information about Lilydale with us. We're going to take a very short break. When we come back, we'll speak more with Dr. Neil Zipkowski, and we'll be opening up our phone lines to callers. So stay with us, everyone. We'll be right back.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
The Camlack Center is putting birth and death back together again. Aimed at changing the way we look at death, the Camlack Center was founded in 2002 as a publishing company and teaching center. When we know that there is nothing but life, we realize that birth and death are events in time and space. Our grief can open us to other dimensions of reality and allow us to experience our loved ones who are no longer in the physical body. Our events and products are based on personal experiences of survival of consciousness after physical death and decades of research into how death has influenced the development of our consciousness. Visit www.camlack.com, that's K-A-M-L-A-K.com, for articles, videos, books, and more to help you cope with the loss of a loved one. Does consciousness survive death? Can technology be used to interact with the deceased? Can hearing from the dead heal the living? At the Windbridge Institute, we are working to answer these and similar questions. Through our studies with certified research mediums, we are examining psychic abilities and communication with the other side, offering insights into the limitless nature of consciousness and unlocking the possibilities of our bodies, minds, and spirits. Be a part of it. Become a WindBridge member today. Please visit www.windbridge.org to learn more.
We all grieve in different ways, and let's face it, grief hurts. Losing a loved one is usually the hardest event we will ever face. We can throw our hands up and become hardened by our grief, or we can take positive steps to transform it. Love Knows No Death, a groundbreaking and powerful grief transformation method, can be what you've been looking for to provide some peace and understanding. It was created and written by medical doctor and professor Dr. Piero Calvi Perazzetti, and it's a combination of a self-help workbook and video course. The workbook has the power to lessen grief and foster significant healing, and has already helped countless people to not only lead productive lives, but to do so with the knowledge that they will indeed see their loved ones again. The workbook can be purchased for $19.95 on Amazon or on the ForeverFamilyFoundation.org Grief and Loss page, where a digital version is also available for $9.95. Love knows no death. Truer words have never been spoken.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Mediums and Messages. I'm Doreen Molloy, your host for this evening. And if you're just joining us, our guest medium tonight is Dr. Neil Sapkowski. Now, we're going to go to the phone lines, take some of our people here who have called in. And if we take your call on the air, you know, we always like to hear your voice. It helps us to get that connection to spirit. So I'll ask for you by name, and then you can just tell us if you would like to have a connection with spirit, or maybe you just have a question for us. You ready to go, Neil?
I'm ready.
Okay, let's get to our first caller. I think we have Glenda calling in from Florida. Are you with us, Glenda?
Yes, I am. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Would you like to have a reading?
Yes, I would. Hello,
okay.
Neil.
Okay.
Hello, Glenda. Okay, you know, as I looked at your name during the break, they told me that you were going to be, they gave me your name. So as I looked at that, I have a woman here who wants to send greetings. She is just the sweetest lady. She was a little concerned about losing weight and how she looked before she passed. But she was a beautiful woman, very proud of the way she looked. And until the end, it made her a little sad before she passed. But she wants to come in with a lot of love to you. And I almost feel like I want to dote over you like a grandma or something. Would that make sense to one of your grandmas?
She was fairly petite to begin with.
Petite,
so
yeah,
it might not be her.
No, she comes in petite. She is petite, but quite concerned. In other words, she liked to look good. She liked to look good. And before she passed, and I feel she passed before her time. In other words, she wanted to live longer but wasn't able to, and that disappointed her with this, that your grandmother that is petite.
Okay.
She comes with a, does that make sense?
Sort of.
If
it's,
not,
it sounds like different people at once. Okay.
All right. Well, this could be because there's a bunch that are, we have a lot of people on the lines and there's a bunch crowding in. But I have a woman who is petite, who is coming with a lot of love. She wants to just fuss with you. You know, she'll fuss about how you look when you were a little girl and things like that. And so she was concerned about how people looked or loved to fuss over people. Okay. And she wants to come in with a lot of love. Then there's another woman here who apparently had a cancerous condition before she passed. She lost some weight and would have liked to have stayed around a little bit longer, but was disappointed that she needed to leave when she did. But I have to say that she is quite content on the other side with that. She gives me yellow roses as a symbol of remembrance to you. And this may mean something to you. And the other thing is, I get an R name. I don't know if it's a last name or a first name, short one syllable like Roy or Ray or something like that that I heard, which I don't feel is a direct family tie, but it's somehow connected with you. And this gentleman, because it's a male vibration, wants to be remembered to you as well. It could have been a coworker or a friend, but I'm picking up that feeling from this male.
Okay.
Okay. So I don't know if you can place that male, but he's also wanting to send greetings that I feel he would have passed many several years ago anyway.
Okay.
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 All right. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, Neil. The second person is definitely my mother.
Okay. All right. So, yeah. So she comes in, again, with a lot of love. But she brings in, it's a grandmother, so or a great aunt. It's your mother is here, but somebody that is a generation before her comes. They're petite, so it could be your grandmother. But both of them are there. And then this male, who could have been a friend of your mother's, actually, or a friend of the family, but knew you at one time when you were younger, wants to come in as well. And the R is significant for his first or last name. I'm not sure. And it's like a short name. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. And then your mother put her hand on your heart as if there's something going on now that she's aware of, and she is heartfelt or giving you a heartfelt feeling with whatever you're going through right now. She was giving you support.
Thank her. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, so she wants you to know that she's there with whatever you're going through now. Okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All righty. I guess we will leave it there. Glenda, thank you so much for calling into the show. I hope
thank
this
you,
helped
Doreen.
Us a
thank
tiny
you, Neil,
bit.
Very much.
You're very welcome. All righty. Let's go on to our next caller. I think we have Deborah calling in from New York. Are you with us, Deborah?
Yes, I am.
Welcome to the show. Would you like to have a little mini reading, or did you have a question?
Yes, I'd like to have a mini reading.
Okay.
Okay, Deborah, how are you?
All right.
All right. Well, anyway, I don't know what part of New York you're from. I'm from about as far away from New York City as you can get. Nevertheless, I feel drawn toward the city with you. I'm not sure why, but I want to see bridges. So I don't know if you crossed bridges today. Symbolically, I have a gentleman who feels like a fatherly feeling around you. Would your father be in spirit here?
Yes.
Okay. So your father is here. And I don't know if you live near bridges or have crossed bridges today, but symbolically, your father is here helping you cross a bridge. And I'm talking symbolically here. Like, you're wondering, should you go ahead with something? It takes a little bit of courage. There's a bridge to cross here, or something to be bridged, because that image is coming to me from your dad. And so he's sending you love and encouragement to do this. He would have been one who did not like change, from what he's telling me. And so that a little bit runs in the family, he says. So this involves change, and he's helping you go across or look at this bridge and contemplate a change. Would that make sense to you?
I guess.
Well, all right. So your father is here. And was your father want to sort of resist changes here?
I honestly don't remember. He passed away before my 10th birthday.
All right. Well, he seems to, he says that this runs in the family, so there must be either a younger brother of his who would like an uncle that you would still have known, or else a brother of yours who doesn't like change. Are you aware
maybe.
Of that?
Maybe.
Anyway, there is something that he wants you to know, and he sends you a lot of love from there, and he's saying there's going to be, you're contemplating some change by crossing a bridge symbolically here, and I don't know why, but I feel like you crossed bridges today, or you live near bridges. Does that make any sense?
No.
All right, there's bridges. I don't know why. I feel it'll make sense later, but there's a symbology and there's an actual bridge that I can see that you were either near or crossed today. Okay. Mm-hmm. There's another person here, feels like a woman, relative, possibly... I don't think it's your mom. I think it's an aunt, possibly related to your father, but she would have had feet problems or trouble with one of her feet. Would you place an aunt with a foot trouble here?
Yes, but that would be my mother's sister.
Okay, all right. There's an aunt, but she's passed over now, and she had foot trouble to identify which aunt she is, because we all have aunts that passed over, but that's the one with the foot problem, and I want to... bring you her. She apparently helped when you were growing up or something like that, because she feels like she knows you and helped care for you in some way, or babysit, I'm not sure. But she's showing me that she's still caring for you now. She's caring about, there are several younger people. I don't know if you have kids, but there are several younger people she's kind of looking to sort of more than one. She said it's like herding cats is how she put it. So I feel like, you know, there's kids that are scattered all over the place here. If that makes sense. Okay, but she's sending greetings to, she said greetings to you and the people that scatter or that don't see you maybe as often as you like to see them, is how she's talking about with younger people. Okay, they have their own stuff. And so she's giving you a lot of love and encouragement with that, because there's some younger person here that could be a child of yours that needs a little guidance. I think there's some confusion there, and you would have some insight because you've been through a lot. She says you've been through a lot in your life. Mm-hmm. And so, sometimes people don't appreciate your insight into what's going on, but you've been through similar things, and she wants to give you she's giving you a pat on the back for getting through it all in spite of things. Does that make sense?
Sure.
Okay. Well, this is what she's telling me. So I just wanted to share that with you. A lot of love around you. She says, stop and, usually you hear this expression, stop and smell the roses. Well, she says, stop and notice the daisy. So I don't know. It's a similar thing, but she says, you know, just kind of slow things down and look at the big picture is what she's saying here. Okay.
All righty. We're going to leave it there. Deborah, thank you so much for calling into the show. I know this is just a little tiny midi reading, but I hope it helped just a tiny bit.
Yeah. Nothing about a dog, huh?
Well, the humans wanted to come in first. Actually, there are several dogs, and believe it or not, there's also a chicken. So I don't know where this chicken comes in. Does that make sense?
I don't know. No, not a chicken.
There must be somebody in your family, because I feel behind your father, there somebody was had a pet chicken, unless your father, of course, he was young when you passed, but maybe there was a chicken around the time when he passed. So I see several dogs. One is a brown dog, medium-sized brown dog, wagging its tail. And there are several dogs, and they're chasing this chicken. So I feel that somehow there's a chicken involved. Okay.
Okay.
Deborah, I hope this helps just a tiny bit.
Okay. All right.
Thank you so much for calling in. All righty.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All righty. Let's take another caller here. I think we have Elizabeth calling in from Arizona. Are you with us, Elizabeth?
Yes, I am.
Hi, thanks for calling into the show. Would you like to have a mini reading? Or you do? All right, I'm going to turn you over to
Neil. A mini reading, please.
Okay.
Okay. Elizabeth, hello.
Yes. Hi.
Yes. Hi. Okay, let me tune into your vibration here. Arizona is a beautiful spiritual place. I love it there when I visit it. Anyway, I'm in touching in with you, and they're showing me I don't know if you've always lived in Arizona, but the spirits here, there's a male spirit that wants to send greetings to you, and you would have known him when you lived in a different state. So did you live in a different state or grow up in a different state?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so, California. And this male here feels fatherly to you. Do you have two father figures in spirit, or do you have two father figures here?
Oh, my gosh. I don't believe so.
Okay, well, is your father in spirit, first of all? I want to talk about a father.
No, he's alive.
All right, then I have a father. That's why I said father figure, because I didn't feel it with father itself. So father figure, two of them. I don't know if you have a godfather in spirit then or a stepfather in spirit, but I get father figure. So, and that's why I
father
said figure because...
An uncle?
It could be on your father's side, but one that felt fatherly.
Oh, my father's side, yes.
Well, it's somebody who felt, it's a male, I feel like I want to be your father, but I'm not. So I'm a father figure, or you feel like my daughter, okay? That kind of a feeling from this male. So
yeah,
it could be an
okay.
uncle. If you had an uncle that really was fond of you, it could be that. But I have two males, and they both, one could be a grandfather, actually, the way he feels. So father figure, grandfatherly.
Yes.
So there was a grandfather that must have been very close, or that you were a favorite of his. I feel you could make him maybe do nice things that most people he wouldn't listen to, but he seemed to listen to you a little bit more. And then if it's this uncle that you're thinking of, I feel like you were more special to him than other people in the family. Does that make sense?
Possibly, yeah.
Okay. All right, so I have these two men. They want to send greetings. I feel out of state with them. So like you grew up out of state, okay? And then since then moved to Arizona, which they're very happy about because I feel you're doing better in Arizona than you would have had you stayed in a different place. Okay?
Yeah, very much.
So they're giving you, so they're patting you on the back saying you made a good decision. This is the best. And you've had, they are telling me you've had questions about whether to stay where you're at or even change things again. But they say, you know, sometimes it's better to be patient. And somebody said leave well enough alone, if that makes any sense. But they said for now, this is what they're seeing. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does.
Okay. All right, because they're here with fatherly advice, even though your father's in the living. That's why I said they were father figures. You know, and how fathers always put their finger and say, "This is what this is what I think you should do." But remember, when spirit makes, when spirit suggests something, it is only that; it is a suggestion. So even though they say leave well enough alone, that's a suggestion from them, and they're not commanding you to do anything. They will support you in whatever you do, but they're just trying to be helpful. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Sorry for going so fast, but that's the point they wanted to get across. Oh, there's a grandmother here that's giving you a red rose, a beautiful, lovely flower with a lot of love around it, as if you have a grandmother here that you would have had mementos from or some kind of memory, that object that you still have from your grandmother. And she wants to recognize that.
Yes.
And she says you've been thinking about her a lot. She couldn't get a word in edgewise with these two guys coming in first, but she definitely is important to you and wants to make sure she says hello.
Okay, awesome.
she's glad. Okay, go ahead.
My mother passed a few months ago, and I was wondering if you could feel anything from her.
Your mother's health, did you say? Her health?
Her mother passed.
My mother passed about 2 months ago.
Okay,
I was wondering
with this grandmother that I'm feeling that you have something from, would that be your mother's mother? Because she's giving
yes.
me red, like ruby red. So she helped your mother pass. I feel your mother had some was conflicted about passing here in some way,
sure.
and is very much at
yeah.
peace. And she's directly, your grandmother's giving me this message, I have to say. So she's talking about your mother, but I feel your mother has directly let you know that she's still around you or in your vibration. So rather than me relaying something, your mother has directly made you think that she is sending you little signs. As a matter of fact, what was this, a couple weeks ago, she said there might have been a flickering of lights that she was able to do. She says she's being helped with some spirits, including your grandma here, to let you know that she's okay and less conflicted. Does that make sense?
Very much so. Thank you.
Okay. All right. You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
All right.
All righty. We'll leave it there with you, Elizabeth. I hope it helped just a tiny bit.
Very much. Thank you.
Okay. All righty. Okay, I think we have time to squeeze in one more call before we have to go to commercial break. So let's go to our next caller. I think we have Maria calling in from Idaho. Are you with us, Maria?
Yes, I'm Marla.
Oh, it's Marla. I'm sorry. They told me Maria. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Well,
oh,
Marla,
uh-huh.
welcome to the yes. show. Would you like a mini reading?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, I'm going to turn you over to Neil.
Wait, you said I could ask a question also,
yes.
right?
Do you have a question?
Sure.
I think I'll shake it up this up a little bit and just ask a question.
Okay.
And so several years ago, I made a big change in my life, and it was a very dramatic change.
Mm-hmm.
And next month, I'm going to be making another huge dramatic change. And I wanted to know what Spirit saw with this next move. Like, is this the right path for me? And I have two other family members that are making this move with me. And I want to know if this is the right path, because I've been doing a lot of praying and seeking a lot of guidance. And I'm worried, of course, but that is my question, to know what, you know, if I'm on the right path and what my immediate or my soon future holds for me.
Okay, so mediums do spirit messages rather than fortune telling, like looking at the future psychically. However,
mm-hmm.
I will say that there are several spirits here that are helping you with this and with the whole family that's involved here. What they showed me was almost playing basketball, like, and I heard the words, "We'll catch you on the rebound." So whatever happened, I feel that you made a major change a few years ago, as you said. And it was good, and then it bounced up, but now you can see that it wasn't meant to be something permanent, that this needed to change. And they said the best thing they did was help you realize that things don't last forever, or that there's changes. And so I feel a bit of a shock to some of the people because of this. But then what I heard them say is, "We'll catch you on the rebound." In other words, you do this and you're going to take off once it's done, and it will go better at that time. They're not saying how long, but they're saying good. So you, whatever your decision is here, they're saying they support you in it, but you are now having help to realize that what you are doing now, or what the major change was not a permanent thing, that it's time to make the next step. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Okay. I also want to say, you have a grandmother here that's in spirit who would have been interested in mediumship or being psychic or reading cards. Are you aware of this?
No, I didn't grow up with two of my grandmas.
Uh-huh.
So I wasn't aware of that.
Okay, well, one of them was interested in this, just like you are. And she comes almost like a spirit guide to you, which may be why, if you didn't know her, she's still around you as a spirit guide. But I feel like, and I don't know if you've consulted tarot cards or runes or something, but I feel like you know, you have an intuition yourself that you can use in this. And you kind of felt it. You felt that inner guidance to make these major changes. And it's a growth experience for you, she wants you to know. And she's been there to help you with that. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that does make sense.
Oh, okay. So she just wants to send love to you, even though you didn't know her. She knows you and is interested. It's like you're, it's like a, in a way, like a fairy godmother. In other words, it's a guide that is in your family tree, but that you may not have known that much about, nor other people may have not known that much about her. And of course, back in those days, sometimes they kept those things a little bit quiet.
Right.
So that's your answer, that this is a good, you felt it in your heart of hearts, and they're with you to support you. Catch it on the rebound, is what they said.
Okay, I'm going to add one more thing. Marla, I'm going to add one more thing into this. When Neil said he had your grandmother, I felt a very strong presence with her, and I feel like she does assist you from the other side. And the thing I heard her say as Neil was talking was, tell her she's on the right path. I don't know if maybe over the past year or so you've gone back and forth, should I do this or should I do that, or, you know, how far should I take something. She wants you to know that you're on the right path and you really do have a lot of support from Spirit. So I just needed to add that in and just let you know, okay? You've got a lot of
well,
energy around you. Okay.
Thank you. Okay.
You're very welcome. All righty. Then thanks for calling in. Okay, everyone, we're going to take a very, very short break. In the meantime, you might want to check out our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back to you on our phone lines in just a few minutes. Stay with us.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
Hello, I am Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist and author. You can learn much more about life after death, precognition, mind-matter interactions, remote viewing, ghost hunting, and other psychic experiences and research through the acclaimed Distance Learning Parapsychological Studies program at HCH Institute. Our courses are audio-based with additional written and video material. Call HCH at 925-283-3941 or visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com. Our courses include The Search for Life After Death, Being Psychic, Psychokinesis and Precognition, Ghost Hunting, Theories and Models of Psychic Experience, and more. Taken singly or as part of the certificate program, these courses will enrich your knowledge of parapsychology and the range of psychic phenomena. You'll learn about being psychic yourself. Visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com or call 925-283-3941 for information about our individual distance learning courses and certificate program.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide support for families who have suffered the loss of a loved one. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707 or on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
We all grieve in different ways, and let's face it, grief hurts. Losing a loved one is usually the hardest event we will ever face. We can throw our hands up and become hardened by our grief, or we can take positive steps to transform it. Love knows no death. A groundbreaking and powerful grief transformation method can be what you've been looking for to provide some peace and understanding. It was created and written by medical doctor and professor Dr. Piero Calvi Perazzetti, and it's a combination of a self-help workbook and video course. The workbook has the power to lessen grief and foster significant healing, and has already helped countless people to not only lead productive lives, but to do so with the knowledge that they will indeed see their loved ones again. The workbook can be purchased for $19.95 on Amazon or on the foreverfamilyfoundation.org grief and loss page, where a digital version is also available for $9.95. Love knows no death. Truer words have never been spoken.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. Our guest tonight is Dr. Neil Zepkowski. But before we get back to him and to our phone lines, did you know that you can financially support the work of Forever Family Foundation, which is a 100% not-for-profit organization, without sending us a single penny? Here's how you can help. When you shop on the internet, think of us before you go to Amazon.com, and instead go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org and just use the Amazon link to get to Amazon. There's a link on every page of our website, and if you add that one simple step to your shopping, a dollar percentage of everything that goes into your shopping cart will generate a donation from Amazon to us. And if you don't shop on Amazon, there's another way that you can help us, and this will also produce a donation to the Forever Family Foundation without you having to send us anything. Just visit iGive.com. Sign up with iGive. It's free. And just name Forever Family Foundation as the charity of your choice. And just like with Amazon, a portion of your spending results in a donation to the Forever Family Foundation. Once you set it up, every time you shop on the internet, iGive.com will automatically send us a donation whenever you shop in one of their more than 1,400 online stores. And these are places that you're already shopping in, like L.L. Bean, Apple Store, Home Depot, Nordstrom, QuickBooks, Weight Watchers, and many, many more. So just go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org, and please take a few moments when you shop to show us that you care. Okay, so let's get back to our show. We have time for a couple of more callers. So let's go to the next person. I think we have Patty calling in from Colorado. Are you with us, Patty?
I am.
Hi, thanks for calling into the show. Would you like to have a mini reading, or did you have a question?
Yes, please. A mini reading. I would love a mini reading.
Okay.
Okay, Patty from Colorado, welcome.
Hi.
As I'm touching in with you, I feel all I can see are pink roses showering down over you. So somebody loved pink roses, and of course, pink roses is a sign of love. So they're giving you pink roses, several people. I want to bring on the father's side of the family. Was there a big family on that side? Because I feel a lot of people wanting to come and touch in with you here. And is your father in spirit?
Yes, he is.
Okay. Is there a large family in your ancestry there?
Yes.
Don't you know? Okay.
Both
I feel like
my family.
I feel a big, I don't know who had the family reunions, but I feel there's a big family reunion. And lots of pink roses being mm-hmm. showered to you from your dad and from that side of the family. Mm-hmm. Like they're all getting together and reminiscing about this and that and the other. And there's quite a variety of history on that side. I want to say you have city dwellers and country dwellers and people who moved and, you know, all this pioneer stuff I'm feeling. And of course, they're also coming around you. Yes, your mother's side is here, but your father's side wants to do the talking, and your father particularly is proud of you standing on your own two feet. In other words, there were times when you had challenges about holding your own ground about something, and your father wants to congratulate you that you do this. He's also, do you have two mm-hmm. other siblings?
I have more than that.
More than that. There's two okay. in particular. He's talking about maybe a younger brother and a sister that is close in age to you that he also wants to particularly send greetings and help to, okay, for some reason, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Okay, so he's saying hello to all of you, but he wants to particularly, he's glad that you called, but he wants to also say that he's thinking of you must have a younger brother then and a sister close to you in age, and he's thinking of them as well, and sending them good feelings. I have a grandmother here that knew you more than the other grandmother, like I feel I either lived closer to you or saw you more often, and she's in spirit wanting to say hello as mm-hmm. well. Would she be the one with had lost her hearing toward the end or couldn't hear as well? I have a woman here who didn't hear very well at the end. And I don't know if this is a grandmother
young.
Or someone else. You were young. Okay. I just feel one of the women here that wants to send greetings I guess you could call it selective hearing. And she's, do you have kids? She's talking about kids here. Do you have kids yourself,
yes.
a boy, particularly a boy?
I have more than that.
Okay, well, I want to talk about a boy with selective hearing, okay, because she's using that as a theme. So you have one that it goes in one ear and out the other, one of the boys. So she's aware of that and, you know, is just kind of giving you help from the spirit side to be patient here. That makes sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
So, I mean, they say hello to all the kids because I felt you had more than one, but there's one boy that they're giving a special greeting to who seems to not listen or, you know, has selective hearing, I guess. He hears what he wants to when he wants to. Okay, so they're just giving you, like, good luck with him. But he's being blessed from the spirit side. I'm showing marbles. Do you have marbles from somebody from this that are passed down in the family or that you gave to your kids?
No.
Something about marbles. All right. Well, I'm just remember we spoke about this. They look like marbles or crystals, but I think they're marbles. So I just want to recognize that somebody, if it doesn't make sense to you now, I feel you're going to hear about this. Somebody has them and somebody would have played marbles when this is not a father. This is, somebody on that side of the family. You might hear a story about that. So keep your ears open about that. Okay. That's an unusual thing.
Okay.
But they want to let you know that. And who would have gone bowling? Because I'm hearing bowling. I'm hearing bowling balls.
Well, my husband and I go bowling.
All right.
I don't know about anybody on the other side.
No, I want to bring, it feels like in-laws then, because I want to bring somebody who feels like I don't know if it's a grandmother-in-law or it's a female, it's a mother-in-law, grandmother, but they're showing bowling. So I want to bring in-laws to you. That wants to say green, a female. She would have passed probably within the last 5 years from what I'm showing, if that makes sense. Maybe ask your husband who this is, okay? So they want to do piggyback.
Yeah,
okay, so ask him who's the female who bowled, okay, or where bowling. Okay, that's what I'm picking up from spirit. There is a grandmother here that again, yellow roses to me is a symbol of love and also education, that either helped you with education, gave money or encouraged your education, but she's saying she's glad that you went on to further your education. And I feel you did that in several steps, like you did one thing and then added to it, if that makes sense.
You did.
Okay.
Do you have anybody younger than me?
There actually are two younger than you. There is a female energy that's younger than you here. And I feel torn, like I feel torn between one thing and another thing with her. She comes in a beautiful, light-colored, almost light pink dress, as if I am on cloud nine now. In other words, I feel like what happened to create my passing was disturbing or to several, but she's, and on cloud nine, meaning it's all much sunnier up here, much better, if that makes any sense to this female. Would you recognize this? Okay. And then I'm sorry to be so quick, but we know there's a lot of people on the line here. There's also, this is like a pre-adolescent or an adolescent boy who is known to you who would have passed. Are you aware of somebody who, I don't know if they had a sickness that made them go as a child? Somebody here, and I'm out in the country.
No, it was a girl.
Okay, so there's two.
Well, it could be someone I didn't know in my father's family, very young, pre-adolescent.
Okay, that sounds right, because I wanted to bring the whole family reunion here to you. But this younger female that is coming to you with the beautiful light pink dress that I was telling you about, she's definitely glad. You have felt her around you, she's telling me. She almost made something move that you noticed. You just, did that really move? Or, you know, is that my imagination? But she said she did that to let you know that she cares and is around you and that she's okay. She's also showing me dandelions. So I don't know if she picked dandelions or had a symbolic thing with dandelions, but I'm seeing dandelions as I'm touching in with her, if that means anything. She said, she says when the dandelions, you know how they make the little fluffy seeds? She says, blow them and make a wish for me. Those are wishes that you put on the air when you do that. That's what she's telling me.
Right. She used to do that.
Oh, she did. Okay. Well, that's what she's showing me. So she says, when you blow on those dandelion seeds, think of me, she says, and make a wish. Okay?
Okay.
All righty. Patty, thank you so much for calling in.
You.
I hope this helps a tiny bit.
Yes.
All righty. Okay, let's see if we can get to our next caller. I think we have Kathleen calling in from New York. Are you with us, Kathleen?
Yes, hi.
Hi, welcome to the show. Would you like a mini reading or did you have a question?
Yes, I'd like a reading, please.
Okay.
Okay, Kathleen. All right. Somebody asked earlier about a dog, but when I'm around you, I see several pets. One of them is a cat. Two of them, actually. Are you a cat lover? I see cats around you.
Well, we have two cats.
Oh, two. Okay, you have two. Well, I don't want to put them in spirit then, but apparently they're aware of spirits because I see these cats kind of connecting with spirits. And I do feel that there are past pets that are also gathering around. And I feel that you had a grandmother who would have had pets or loved pets, okay? And she wants to come and send greetings. Do you know which one I'm talking about here?
Yes.
Okay. The other one was more, I could take or leave the pets, but this one was really into pets, okay? Both of them are here, but the one that was into pets is bringing all of this stuff to me, and she is sweet, and she wants to send greetings to you. I feel like I don't know why I'm telling you this, and I did talk about someone who had trouble hearing earlier, but I feel a healing around your ears, either that or your clairaudient and hearing spirit. Are you aware? Does one of those things make sense to you? Because I want to
pay attention. Well, I do have hearing loss, and I have hearing loss in one ear.
Okay. All right, because this grandmother says, pay attention, make sure it's, I don't know whether you need a hearing aid in that ear or whatever, but she says, take care of that ear, because there's the hearing problem there that she wants to, it's important that she gets that across to you, she says. This is the one that loved the pets, by the way. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Okay. So she's showing me you walking softly. Okay. She's putting moccasins on your feet. So you walk softly forward. It's like, don't make a lot of, you have a goal. Your grandmother's saying you have a goal where you're striving toward that goal, but do it in kind of a quiet way, because the more noise you make, the more flack you'll get. Does that make sense?
Not sure. I'm writing it down.
Okay. So I want to head in a certain direction, but I don't want to make a lot of fanfare about it. Okay. So you have some thoughts of where you want to be going, and I just I just want to do it kind of like quietly, or I'm just going. I don't care what other people say. They don't have to know, okay? That kind of a feeling. Okay. Now, would you place, there's a John and a Paul. I know those are fairly common names, but I want to give you both, that they're separate. Would you know a John and a Paul in spirit? Because I'm getting those names. I don't know if they're...
We have a lot of...
Both.
Well, is he on the other side, John?
Pardon?
I have a couple of Johns on the other side.
All right. And is there a Paul as well?
My uncle.
All right. Well, I hear John a lot. What about Paul? Do you know a Paul? All right. Whatever. Paul is known to one of the Johns. So if you can connect a John and a Paul together, it's that John that wants to come in. Okay. Because I heard the name John, and then I heard Paul as a connecting name. So in other words, if you have a lot of Johns in spirit, if you think which one would have known a Paul, that's the one that wants to come through and send greetings to you. I mean, the others are there too, but that one in particular has a connection with you. I also am aware, I don't know, I have a man's piece of jewelry. I don't know whether it's I don't think it's a wedding ring, but I have a piece of jewelry from a man that passed that is either in your jewelry box or that I want to recognize. Does this make sense? Looks like a stone.
I'm writing it down because I'm trying to think.
Well, look in your jewelry box. I don't know if you have several jewelry boxes, but there's something in a jewelry box that's a man's jewelry, not a woman. And it would have been from somebody who would have passed, okay? And they want to just recognize that. Also, somebody was in the military at one time and is sending greetings here, too. Not that they died in the military, but military was part of their life on the earth plane. Okay, and they're sending greetings. And they're saying that they're proud of you for things that you have organized over through the years, if that makes any sense. You're apparently an organizer, or you've helped organize things to happen, is what they're saying. Does that make sense?
Yes, I do that.
Good. All right. Well, they're very happy that you do that. You did a good job. Okay, and you're still doing a good job, they say. Okay?
Thank you.
All right. Kathleen, thank you so much for calling into the show. I hope this helped.
Thank you. It was great. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, I can't believe it, Neil, but we're just about out of time. This hour always flies by.
Oh, man.
Always flies by. But I would like to thank our guest, Dr. Neil Zepkowski, for joining us this evening. And, Neil, if any of our listeners would like to schedule a private reading with you or they want to get in touch with you, what's the best way? Through email or?
Yeah, through email, docneal, docneal. @mac.com. I really don't maintain a website. I really don't do this as a career. I mean, I do it because it's fun. It's amazing. I can't believe it can be done. Sorry, I got into mediumship because I didn't believe I could do it, but I apparently can do it.
All right. Well, there you go. So they can reach you at docneal@mac.com. And of course, you'll find Neil up in the Lilydale community if you decide to take a little summer trip up there. So you can always find him there. And, of course, we'd like to thank our listeners for being with us tonight. We hope that each and every one of you finds your way to healing. Once again, we invite you to go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org and be sure to check out all of the events that we host and all of the wonderful things that, you know, you can sign up for and become a member. You can get our newsletter, all kinds of great things. Please tune in next week at 8 p.m. Eastern Time for Signs of Life Light. Thanks so much for joining us this evening. I'm Doreen Malloy, and if you'd like to check out my work, you can visit me on the web at doreenmalloy.com. In the meantime, I'd like to wish all of you a wonderful evening, and always remember, your loved ones are just a heartbeat away, and one day, science is going to prove it. Good night, everyone.